Welcome to a Finance Basics podcast. This is Larry Schrenk, and today we're discussing opportunity cost. I have two goals with this podcast. First, I want to discuss what is meant in economics as well as in finance by the term opportunity cost. And second, I want to look at how opportunity costs are used in finance or as often misused when we're trying to evaluate the cost of some project. You decide to go see a movie tonight. What does this cost you? If we were to add up all the costs associated with attending the movie, we would spend money on a ticket, buy some overpriced popcorn, and we might even go so far as to include the cost of gas or the wear and tear in our car. These are what are often called explicit costs, but there also are other costs called implicit costs. By choosing to go to the movie tonight, I am paying another cost. I am giving up the opportunity to stay at home and have a pleasant night talking or watching television. This is the opportunity cost of attending the movie. The opportunity cost is whatever I must forego in order to attend the movie. As human beings, we're constantly making decisions, and making decisions typically involves choosing between different, mutually exclusive possibilities. In the end, we choose the activity that we expect will give us the greatest benefit, or as the economists would say, give us the greatest utility. All of those things we choose not to do also have some value, even though it is not as great as the one we do choose. The opportunity cost is the unselected activity with the greatest value. It is what we would do if the movie opportunity were not available. Another example. You go to an auction. A painting is displayed and many people start bidding. Price goes up and up until there remain only two bidders competing for the picture. One of them bids $2,900 and the other bids $3,000. The auctioneer calls going, going, gone, and the gavel sounds. We now know two things about the value of the painting. First, to the winning bidder, the painting is worth at least $3,000, but it may be worth more to that bidder, since they may have continued higher bidding if needed. Second, we know that to the remaining unsuccessful bidder, the picture is worth exactly $2,900, because that is the level at which their bidding stopped. A second way to articulate the notion of opportunity cost is to say that the opportunity cost is the value associated with the next most valuable use of an item. In my auction scenario, the opportunity cost is $2,900, because that is what the painting is worth to the highest unsuccessful bidder. In an efficient market, every resource is theoretically put to that use that creates the highest value. The opportunity cost of each resource is the next most valuable use to which it could be put. The opportunity cost is the value the resource would have if it were not put to its most valuable use. In finance, you've probably come across opportunity cost in the context of the time value of money. One of the reasons that money in the present is worth more than money in the future is that delaying the payment incurs an opportunity cost. That is, by delaying the payment, you lose the opportunity to spend the money immediately. There is a second application of opportunity cost in finance that I will discuss in a bit more detail. When you are analyzing a prospective project or investment, you need to determine the cost associated with that project, much like we determine the cost of attending the movie. In tallying the cost of the project, you would certainly include labor, raw materials, taxes, and so forth. These are the explicit costs of the project. But it is also possible that the project involves implicit opportunity costs as well. Consider a project which requires a certain amount of floor space. Your firm owns a factory that has a sufficient amount of free space to house your project, and there is no explicit cost associated with use of the space. But is there any opportunity cost involved? This is not immediately clear. We must analyze the circumstances before deciding on whether to attribute an opportunity cost to the project. Let me consider three scenarios. Scenario 1. The space could be rented out to another firm for their use. Here, there is clearly an opportunity cost. By using that floor space for your project, the firm must give up the value that would be derived from renting out the space to another firm. We can easily quantify the cost as the rent that the other firm would be willing to pay, net, of course, of any costs your firm would incur through the rental. Even if there was no identifiable rental candidate, we could still use market-based rental prices to estimate the opportunity cost. Scenario 2. You have the same project and the same available floor space. In this case, however, there is some circumstance preventing you from renting out your space. Perhaps there's a contractual clause in your lease or security concern that restrict the utilization of that space to the activities of your own firm. It might at first appear that there is no opportunity cost because you cannot derive any value by renting the space out to another firm. But in analyzing the possibility of an opportunity cost, we also need to consider any alternative internal use of that resource. That is, could either present or planned activities of your own firm use that space? If there were two projects, both of which could utilize that space, there would be an opportunity cost associated with its use by either project. In order for one project to use the resource, the other project cannot. So here the opportunity cost would be whatever value that space would have to the competing internal project. Finally, scenario 3. You have the same project, same available floor space, and there exists neither an external nor internal use for that space. That is, there is no way for that space to create value for the firm except through its utilization by your project. Only in this extreme case would there be no opportunity cost associated with your project's use of the space. But finally, note that the lack of an implicit opportunity cost would still not necessarily eliminate the existence of explicit costs from that use. Incremental changes in heating or cooling costs, additional maintenance of the space, would still be costs attributable to your project. While I've taken a straightforward example to elucidate the analysis of opportunity costs, we must remain alert to less obvious uses of supposedly free resources to determine whether or not an opportunity cost lurks in the background and must be unambiguously included in any cash flow projections. I hope you've enjoyed my Finance Basics podcast.